All right, Mike knows. Agenda item 16, report, discussion, and possible action on report from nominating and bylaw committee. So as you know, should know, it doesn't say odd years, but it's every odd year, the group is to elect a chair and vice chair and two members for the executive committee at the first meeting of the group. The secretary is automatically a member, per our bylaws, of the executive committee, and our bylaws also say we don't have to elect a secretary. The secretary is the BRA, general manager, and CEO. That's for life, you know.
Forever.
So the nominating committee.
Can I get a waiver on that?
A consistency waiver?
Can I get a?
You missed the deadline, sorry.
No extensions.
No extension. Boy, we got to get this over with fast.
It's going downhill.
It's fast. So the nominating and bylaw committee met, and I'm going to turn this over to the nominating committee bylaw chairman, which is Dale Spurgeon, and he will give you their report and their recommendation for those positions.
All right, thanks, Wayne. The bylaws committee met on February the 8th. We had a hybrid meeting, just to make sure everybody is well aware. We ran into a question on the posting of the agenda. We had it scheduled on the website correctly. The hybrid meeting invitation was correct. It was in the body of the documents that we had a 1:30 a.m. start time instead of 1:30 p.m. And so the committee members were Kenny Weldon, Judge Felton, Gary Westbrook, and Lucy Dunn. Myself and Judge Felton were in person. The other members appeared on video conferencing. We discussed the issue about the question about whether we could proceed with the agenda. That is an item that we do not meet at 1:30 in the morning. This building is not open at 1:30 in the morning. It was determined that we could proceed because the invitation was correct and the time on the posting was correct. So we proceeded with a meeting. We had recommendations from that meeting. We had solicited interested persons for nominating for these positions. We had responses. In the chair position, we had Wayne Wilson and Gail Peek submitted interest to be nominated. On the vice chair, Gail Peek submitted interest. On the two at-large executive committee positions, we had two that had expressed interest on Gary Westbrook and David Blackburn. And so we had two resolutions coming out of that. Two different action items because Gary was a member of the nominating committee. We split that out separately. And the recommendation for the chair from the nomination and bylaws committee was Wayne Wilson. The recommendation for the nominee for the vice chair would be Gail Peek. And that passed unanimously, both of those items. On the at-large vote, David Blackburn, who is an existing member of the Executive At-Large Committee, and Gary Westbrook was nominated. That passed unanimously with Gary abstaining from the vote. So that is the recommendation from the Nominating and Bylaws Committee for the officers for the Brazos G. And Mr. Chairman, as you're well aware, this group does not have to accept this recommendation. And clearly, if there's an opportunity for someone to be nominated for these positions, now would be the time. And would you like for me to conduct that part since you're the chair?
If you would like to, Dale, that would be great.
Is there any nominations for the office of chair of Brazos G other than Wayne Wilson? I hear none. Therefore, Wayne's name will be put for the planning group. On the office of vice chair, is there any other nominations besides Gail Peek? Hearing none, Gail Peak will be submitted to the group for consideration. And for the at-large executive committee positions, are there any other nominees besides Gary Westbrook and David Blackburn? Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, the recommendation to the planning group is these four nominees for these positions.
Okay, thank you, Dale. Appreciate that, you and your committee, for the work that y'all did. Y'all have heard the recommendations. That's a motion and a second. It takes a two-thirds vote. We will do a voice vote. If there's any opposition, then we'll go back and do a roll call vote. All those in favor of the recommendations for the specific people for those positions, say yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. All those opposed, no. I do need to make a note for the record that Todd Jensen was not, had left the meeting, and he's not, was not here for the vote. So it passed.
Congratulations, Gary.
Judge Blackburn's not here. Congratulations, Gail. Did you want to say anything?
Yeah, can we get better buttons here? yeah, thank you very much. I mean, I was present at the nomination committee's deliberations, and I think I always get impressed with the participants in this meeting generally, and I think Dale is a great leader in ushering through some very gnarly areas, and it was a very impressive session that I heard, and thank you all for the confidence.
Yes, I wasn't there, but thank you for your trust and putting me back in that position. I hope that I fulfill that trust the very best that I can. Thank y'all for all your participation and what y'all do. Y'all make this job a whole lot easier than it could be. And I don't know what we're going to do getting rid of one Gary. We'll have to find another one.
Might change your mind.